Well, what an absolute pleasure it is to be back on this podcast that I have created for no reason, and it's a ridiculous podcast, why I'm still going, but somehow I've made it to episode 10. In many people's eyes, that's a landmark. Don't know if it is for you, the viewer or listener. Maybe you're viewing it, I've said that before many times. Maybe one day I'll stick a camera in the wardrobe and you can watch someone just sitting there just saying words into a mic in a weird, dark, little, far too small, especially for this guest we've got this week. Last week was good though. We had Ross, talked a lot about comedy. Give that a listen if you haven't. Follow me and the podcast on Twitter, HGWpod, and do that and spread the word if you want. You don't have to. So without further ado, let's get to this special guest this week. I think it's fair to say that. Not that every guest I've had so far isn't special. I mean, they definitely are. We've got Josh Matthews here. Hello.
You have, yeah.
So I always ask this straight off the bat. What's the wardrobe like?
It's weirdly like a train toilet.
Yeah.
And it's confined, sort of. Not a lot of space in it.
Yeah. I mean, it was a struggle getting you in there, to be honest.
Yes.
You basically can't move right now.
No, I can't.
So we'll see how this goes. How you been keeping, Josh Matthews? I haven't seen you in a while.
I have not seen you in a while either.
It would have been weird if I hadn't seen you in a while, but yeah, you had. Yeah. Like, somehow you'd been keeping up with what I've been doing. And
I think you saw me and I hadn't seen you once.
Is that true?
Yeah, on the train that time.
Oh, now that's a good story. Should we kick off with that?
Yeah, we can.
We might as well.
We were on a train.
Yeah, we were.
And I think you were sat like in front of me. Or like two seats in front of me, but it was one of the facing ones. It was the Pacer carriages.
Yeah.
So they're like facing each other, some of the seats.
Yeah.
And I think it was sat on one of them, and I'd not noticed you.
Yeah.
And then we were both reading, and you sort of leant over and went, oh, you're all right. And I was like, but the train had been going for like 20 minutes at this point.
Yeah.
And and I was like, oh, you're right. And we'd not realised we'd seen each other.
Yeah.
But there was this woman that thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And that's what that was.
That's what happened there.
No, but that woman was like properly like really laughing at that.
She was. I don't know why she found it so
she's
funny.
Like, oh, those two people were obviously reading and not seeing each other, but knew each other.
Now
that is funny.
Now they're talking.
Yeah.
Who would have thought in this age it would be like that?
Well, comedy is, some people say, the unexpected. So.
Ah, yeah.
That woman didn't expect two people on a train to talk.
No, who would have?
That was, to her, that was laughable, the idea.
Maybe she's got a very simple life, or maybe like really complicated. You know, and
very,
it's like,
very bizarre sort of.
It's just those very certain things that tickle her.
Yeah.
Like, she sees someone put a bit of rubbish in the recycling, even though it's meant to go in the waste.
Yeah,
she's like, ha! Yeah, what an idiot.
That, to her, on a train, is like, that's what makes
that it. That on a train, is she must have lost
it. The film Snakes on a Train, she finds marginally more funny.
The film Snakes on a Train?
Yeah, which is a rip-off of Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The difference being, this one's on a train.
Yeah, she finds...
Still snakes, though.
Yeah. Presumably, that woman finds it very a lot funnier than just snakes in general.
Yeah. Well...
It's so, a very strange woman, really. A very strange sense of humour.
Well, you've got to have your thing, I guess. That's hers.
Oh, you've speculated on a stranger we'll never see again.
Who knows? I don't know.
If you're listening, do write in, woman on a train.
Yeah, woman on a train.
She won't know who we are. She won't know what we look like.
Well, let alone, I think it'd be a goddamn miracle if she's listening, for one. But so that was that story.
Yeah, that's that
well
one.
Worth telling. you've got memories.
So what, that woman on a train... novel was it?
Yeah,
about.
It was. Yeah, that girl on a train.
Train was based on our short story, "Woman on a Train."
Yeah, "Woman on a Train."
Of a woman. It was on a train.
It was on a train.
Yeah.
So, So that's you got a memories apparently. So you can remember that.
Yeah, I can remember that.
What's your life like at the moment, Josh?
That's all right.
Yeah. Up to anything?
Yeah, not much. Been doing a few gigs. In the Manchester.
The Manchester area.
That's where I've been doing some gigs.
Those been going well?
Yeah, it's all right. Just your bog standard sort of comedy nights. You go there and you be funny or you don't.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
It goes really badly and men try and kill you.
Oh.
Well, that's not happened. But
it's not happened yet, but fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed that might happen.
It'll make for a story.
I'll get in the paper.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, let's get tighter security.
Local comedian gets mobbed because he wasn't funny.
By angry man.
By angry man. /men. Yeah. Unknown. We can't tell. We weren't there.
No, it's not happened yet. I might be a proper like bastard to this bloke and like really.
For all we know. Well, there's that, I guess.
Maybe I'm asking for it. Maybe I'm victim blaming myself in the future.
Possibly. Are you that unconfident that you wouldn't be a part of the trouble in antagonising this guy into taking you down?
I mean, maybe.
That's the situation in my head anyway.
I mean, really, what I should probably do is, apologise in advance to the bloke.
He's listening.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff I said about you and bonobos was out of order.
Wait, what is bonobo? So,
yeah, the like sort of subspecies of chimpanzee.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
God, I'm talking some shit.
I thought you were talking about Bono.
No.
Just because there's a podcast, I'm not even going to reference that podcast because it's a great podcast and I don't want it to undermine this. That's, but,
God, it's if I could. Strange subjects on this.
I know, right? It's already going. I mean, you put someone in a wardrobe, they're going to start talking. You know?
Yeah, it's, I mean, really, confined spaces, you know, CIA advanced interrogation, isn't it? It's what we do.
In a way.
Yeah,
if anything,
I mean, I've got these very shiny lights that are very close to my eyes. I mean,
so you've got Trump talking about his torture methods now.
Yeah, and what, Lee Hurst as well.
Yeah, look what I've got right here.
Yeah, well.
Just put someone in a wardrobe, put some LEDs in there, get talking. Yeah. And it's all coming out now.
I mean, if I knew where some bombs were, I'd tell you. I mean, I'd tell the police first, really, to be honest.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go damn down. Now that we're here doing a podcast, like a sort of jokey thing, I've got to bring up the serious subjects of some bombs that went on.
Yeah, who knows? So, gigging?
Yeah. On an actual serious note.
Serious, deadly serious.
Blabbering on about nonsense. Yeah, I mean, I was doing a bit more, and then I was a bit ill, and I had to take some time out, and I had a few months I wasn't really gigging. And I'm trying to build them back up now, and I'm still not at the point what I'm happy with in the amount of gigs I'm doing.
Yeah. You're doing way more than me. I'm doing a gig tonight, as you know, with you.
Well, yeah, we're both doing that.
But this will be the first time in a long time that I've done two gigs within a matter of only a few months, which just says a lot, doesn't it? Like before that, I was doing two gigs a year in the space of two and a bit years. I want to do it more. Just get into the rhythm of it. But
you're definitely doing more of that at some point, because I can remember doing gigs with you.
Oh, I used to do them all the time. Yeah. There was a point like the first 2 years of doing my stand-up, I'd already done like over 50 gigs, which isn't that much, but it was quite good for starting out anyway. And I did the Edinburgh Fringe, which was a bit of a jump.
Yeah.
Not that I could do that.
I was just going to go, I remember...
I remember you doing that.
Yeah, I remember. I was going to tell a really boring story. It was after we'd done that gig in... what was it called?
You said you was going to, but you're still going to say it.
Yeah,
so.
I've gone off actually talking about that, yeah. The engine shed, was it?
The platform?
The platform, yeah. I remember after that gig, it was either you or Kevin or someone just went, oh yeah, we're doing that Edinburgh show.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
I don't know why I didn't mention it, because it's not, that's not really, that's just me going, oh, I remember.
At the moment, all we're getting here is you just remembering things that happened to both of us.
Yeah.
Which is fine, I guess.
It is,
doing anything other than gigging then? Is it, or is that your main hobby?
News Jack is meant to be starting up again, and I won't mind trying to get some, submit some stuff.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
It's got to be weekly based, but we're thinking about that. I kind of would get sick of having to do stuff about Trump because everyone's going to be doing it.
Exactly, yeah, that's true.
And I can remember doing a gig a few months ago and just doing the I would say, like, this is the obligatory Trump stuff I've got to do because that's in the news. And I would do the, like, thrown together stuff about him.
What an idiot. Look at his hair.
It was
small hands.
It was better than that. Yeah.
His name is a fart.
Yeah, I mean.
What else can you say?
Yeah, I mean. Do you remember the horse meat thing? And then every comedian was talking about
it. Literally everyone. You even got the comedians doing it ironically. Ha ha ha. Which I was probably one of them.
We were talking about this on the way down. Do you remember Zing?
At the Alpac.
I was going to call it Coffee Aroma then, but that's a different place
entirely. Although there was a gig there.
I've done several gigs there. Zing would regularly have people that would come. We were talking about this on the way down. And if you know Lincoln, you'll know there's a place called the Glory Hole.
And if you don't know Lincoln, there's a place called the Glory Hole. For what it's worth.
And if you don't know what a glory hole is, it is the thing that a man...
Google it, but put yourself on incognito mode. If you've got parents... like, say you've got a parent lockdown type situation, which I don't know why you would if you're listening to this, but if you have, sort that. Maybe you've never changed it. You've just carried on with
maybe you're just a prude and you've put it on yourself.
Yeah, you put it on yourself. Oh, better do
in
it.
In which case, I mean, I'm just, you know, don't look a glory hole because it does involve fellatio. So.
Yeah, in this world of this...
me even saying the term fellatio is probably embarrassing.
It's alerted something. It's alerted somewhere. In this age of the Snoopers Charter, you know, be careful of what you're typing into Google.
We've gone off the original...
We definitely have. Can't even remember what
it was annoying how people do... You can see someone like probably think doesn't realise that everyone's come up with it. Because I'm trying to be serious now. You can tell like when someone thinks, "Oh, what an original idea!" I bet they haven't heard that, but they don't realise that in a town where there's the audience is quite regular to the same gig, if you keep coming and doing the really obvious local thing, it can get just very tiresome. And I don't. In the nicest way in the world, I just don't think sometimes they would realise it. But it would be really obvious jokes, because it was called the Glory Hole, there was something about it that you could... Because it involves sexual stuff, like, just the rule of comedy is ha-ha, sex is funny.
It's a very cheap joke.
Yeah, and I'm not having a go, because sometimes you can make that funny, but it was just... we used to go every week to this gig, and like, because a lot of the comedians that we knew would often be getting up there. At various points we had spots and stuff there. So we would go, but it would get repetitive with...
Because you've got the same people coming on, or the same type. I've definitely done that before, though. Like, done a joke that I probably knew that it'd been done before, but I was like, well, I've got to do it just because, like... Especially when I used to do one-liners more often.
Yeah.
Like, the amount... I don't think any of mine are truly original. Like, it would have been come up with... probably a better comedian that's gone, well, I'm not doing that. And I've gone, well, that's the best I've got. So I've gone and done it anyway.
Yeah. No, I do have a soft spot for us walking home.
Yeah. For those that don't know, I might as well do it. Listen to me now. I've got a podcast where I've got someone in a wardrobe and I'm talking to them and I'm not like my dignity is barely there, so I might as well say this joke. Starts off like this. I was walking home the other day. Stupid name for a dog. So
I do like it though.
See, what annoys me about this is because I then stupidly did another joke that self references that joke.
What, like, the dog was called home or something?
No, it was like, what was it? The dog is, right, so there's a situation where I've developed that there's this dog called home. So then I do another joke that ends with, I guess, E.T. phones home then. And then I'm like, ah, but the dog can't talk. So somehow just not, I think I've done that joke before without doing the first joke.
Yeah, but if someone works that out, then it's quite funny. But,
it is.
Yeah.
One for the fans, I guess.
One that you didn't even do on stage, but always makes me laugh and I remember it. And you probably won't even remember it yourself. It was just near Christmas one time. And you just said your name, Dan Yule Brown.
Yeah.
And it didn't even make me laugh at the time.
I don't
time.
Know if I ever did a gig when I just...
No, I don't think it wasn't a gig. I think it was just in the pub one time.
Yeah.
And I don't even think I laughed that much. But the more I thought about it, like, as the that day went on, it really made me laugh.
Yeah. Pun on your own name.
Yeah.
It's always good. Yeah. Hey. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Where are we? Digressing from the original.
I don't know. Just jokes, yeah,
but
just be careful.
Do you find you do more, you come up with more one-liners nowadays? Far from it.
I barely come up with one-liners these days.
Sometimes I've seen you doing, like, characters.
I'm doing characters and now I'm doing...
Then, like, other times, like, I've seen you,
My most recent gig at the platform again, not that I'm bitter, it's just that there's only so many times a man can do gig.
The platform
and part of the Comedy Society, having not been part of the Comedy Society for 2.5 years. But the last time I did that, I just improvised, and it was a lot of audience interaction and me telling stories, which has been weird.
Was that on YouTube? Because I think I've seen that.
Not the most recent one, but the one before that was. I told a lot of stories, stuff about dating as well, which was weird. Just like I've never
done stuff about that.
Well, I've never told anything true on as in I go up there and I just fucking lie. It's always been one-liners, like I say, or just gimmicks. So I do enjoy it though, like just messing with the audience, asking
like,
them questions.
I can remember watching you do Pass the Parcel, like when one of the first gigs.
Yeah, when I used to.
That I saw you do was.
It's pretty self-explanatory. Yeah. I just played Pass the Parcel with the Inception soundtrack. Yeah. If you've ever heard that, it's just basically big noises, and it gets higher and higher, and the tempo increases, as does the game. I miss doing that though. That one was fun, but it's annoying to get someone to play the music at the right time. Sit down, people. Sit down. Welcome to the stage, Dan Brown. Hello. I've been to the Glory Hole, and come on, don't get angry. It's like, I don't know if anyone's ever noticed, but it's Glory Hole. It's a bit, you know. Don't get angry. Come on, it's an original joke. You know what? Shut up. Go away. Don't care. See ya. Right. Okay.
You mustn't judge it, though.
No. No, don't judge a book by its cover, because it will judge you back.
Read it by the content of what's in it.
Yeah, the words inside.
Yeah.
Those are the true meaning.
I mean, yeah, especially with the dictionary. I mean, it's got the words.
Bloody hell. Right. I think dictionary might be the most arrogant book around.
Yeah.
Because it's like, ah, I've got every word inside of me. And it's like, other books are like, well, we've got a lot of words, but used every
some
word.
Some might be very close.
Some might
a
be very
close.
A very
long book about someone with a very good vocabulary.
Yeah, and it just like, the writers literally intentionally tried to make a story that just crams every single word into the story.
It might not be very good. It might go, there was a cow and a pig, and it was October, and also it was sunny, and a man was perturbed, and there was an oblong across the road.
So he had to pick out an apple from a tree that was also a pear tree. There was more trees nearby that were all sorts of ones. Oak, and...
there was also a guinea pig, which is a rodent.
A certain type of animal, much similar to a bigger mouse.
It wouldn't be very good reading.
I think it's a bad idea. I'm not investing.
I'm not going to do that myself.
No, I think poor choice of storytelling. But I'm trying to move us away from doing the comedies. Talking about the comedies, I should say. Just let's see what else you've got, Josh.
What
else we can talk about? What's going on outside of gigging?
Not much.
No.
I went. Let me think. What have I done? What's interesting recently?
Hopefully interesting, because it would have been like, I don't want you just to explain.
Oh yeah, I put socks on.
Yeah, the other day I put socks on, but at one point it was kind of hard to put it on. Like, because it got stuck on the heel of my foot. So I had to kind of, try and push it up again.
Yeah,
so,
like, I needed...
Maybe not a story like
maybe
that.
Maybe just got the shoehorn out.
So, oh, yeah. Not mad at
you. Yeah, what else is going on? Well, I've been, looking into stuff.
Looking into stuff? Yeah. What does that mean? Just typing things into Google and just going, oh, that's a thing.
Have you ever been on the TV Tropes?
I have.
Yeah, I have lost many an hour recently to that.
Just going on.
Going on like lists of tropes, and then you just end up reading.
What's been your favourite,
There's
trail.
The re-edits of things to get rid of the smoking.
Yeah.
Which sounds really boring, but actually gets really interesting.
Yeah.
So I've spent ages reading up on that. Or in animes and stuff where they've it's been for a more mature audience, so it's had drinking in it and stuff, and they've had to change it for when it's been imported into the West for and it's been made more for kids.
Yeah.
And how they just try and edit out the drinking. So what they do, they just we'll just go over it and make, say someone's got a beer, they'll just make it look white so they can say it's milk or something. Well, then the character still gets really drunk and stuff.
That's great.
Yeah.
So what's your favourite TV at the moment?
Oh, my favourite TV?
Yeah.
Is
it Panasonic or...?
It's Samsung, man.
It's a good choice.
Yeah, I mean...
It's one of the bigger brands.
It is. I'm more mainstream when it comes to the actual television set.
Yeah. Why not?
Of course, dying out, though, now, isn't it? It's everyone's watching it online.
Watch it online.
Where the Netflix and the...
Next, it'll
and
be...
Amazon and...
The monitors that are the global thing.
Thing that you watch your telly on. Yeah.
Which is still probably the same company, so doesn't matter to them.
Yeah, I watched... We watched a load of BoJack Horseman.
Oh yeah, that's fun.
I remember when the latest series first came out. I remember being quite a bad mood and feeling quite sad.
Yeah.
And then watched all of it in the night.
Yeah.
I just felt quite sad again.
Yeah, it's not very uplifting.
It's very good, but it's and then you laugh at some of the stuff in it, but the overall story is not cheerful.
Gets a little real at some point.
It's good though. I actually think Netflix actually allow things to go into
deeper.
Yeah, more... you couldn't do a sort of adult animation with that kind of humour.
No, they've definitely branded out more.
A network or an actual normal channel type thing. You couldn't do that because they just want it would be too risky with that kind of story going through it and a sort of more drama.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's definitely branched out more. Netflix, you're getting more shows different.
There was F for Family, which was quite short.
Yeah.
And that is another one that it goes quite serious at times, but it's also funny. And I and you think, oh, it's really good that they've done that. I hope they do more of that.
Yeah, they are doing a lot more dark comedy, aren't they? Which is good to see. Yeah. World's first dictionary. Excuse me? Yeah, world's first dictionary. Get it here. It's got all the words that has ever been come up with. I'm sorry, but what do you mean, every word? It's just a book full of words, mate. It's got all the words you could possibly need. I don't understand that such a book. Well, you shouldn't just buy it. You fucking don't be so rude to me. I just don't think something like that exists. Like a dictionary, you say? Yeah, man. You can get a thesaurus as well. Oh, okay then. I will take that. Okay. Okay then, boy. What a shit sketch. Back to the show.
Was listening to the radio show that's actually quite old now, but it was on YouTube. Someone put it on YouTube. The radio show Tom Talks Straight to DVD.
Okay.
Which is Tom Talk the comedian reviews straight to DVD films, but each week he does a specific genre or a certain person's films and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a really good one about Steven Seagal films, which are a bit meh, you know what I mean. So
cheesy action.
Very cheesy, that's another man I've been slightly obsessed with recently.
He's a strange man, isn't he? He's
weird, yeah.
Obviously recently in the news because he became a Russian citizen.
Did he actually?
Yeah, no, he got Russian citizenship. Yeah. Because I don't really know the full thing about that, but he's kind of obsessed with that obsessed with Russia, obviously. It's just weird. He seems to be a weird character. And still,
apparently
he must be like.
He's quite an unpleasant person.
I imagine so.
Yeah. And there's that famous story about him on a set where he was saying to some guy, oh, yeah, I bet you can't choke me out. And then someone did and he killed himself.
What? I've never heard that.
It's online somewhere. There's people that tell the story that have seen it, so they have a better telling of it. But I really suggest.
I'm just seeing this grown man, this grown action star that's just trying to. Come on then. You cannot. I am Steven Seagal.
Yeah,
he was
being a dick about it before.
Come on
so,
then.
So, the aftermath of it must have. Yeah. I'm slinking away to deal with.
That's a great story. Oh, I'm gonna have to look that
up. Yeah, because there's people that tell it a lot better online.
Yeah, sure. Oh my god.
Yeah, he's a funny man, isn't he?
Yeah. He's not even a seagull. Seagull.
I remember once trying to watch Under Siege. Which is one of his fakes of films. And it has Gary Busey in it, who's been this crazy sort of Navy guy.
Yeah.
That is because it's all on some battleship. And,
of course.
Steven Seagal is the chef, and he cooks meals for the captain. But it turns out he was this Navy SEAL guy that got in trouble for something, and then he goes. And then this rock star type guy turns up.
Of course.
And I think it's Tommy Lee Jones playing it. And he just turns up. And he just decides that he was some sort of hippie type guy. But he wanted to nuke the world or something.
Okay.
So they try and steal this battleship.
Yeah.
And despite there being eight of them and loads of people on this battleship, they just take it over. It's there have been loads of people with guns on it and stuff.
Just out of nowhere.
Yeah, but then... And then Steven Seagal has got, like, falls asleep or gets locked in.
What? He just falls...
I think he gets put in a freezer. He doesn't actually freeze, but he does something to annoy someone, so they shut him in a freezer.
He doesn't have the capabilities. He's too warm-blooded to be frozen.
Oh, he can keep him... He's already cold-blooded. Yeah.
Oh, so
he's a cold-blooded killer. You do not mess with
him. Ah, yeah.
So you lock him in a fridge, and that's nothing.
Yeah.
He'll fucking cook the meat whilst he's in there. What an odd thing to say.
Yeah, so yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, so he's in this thing, and that's when the ship gets took over.
Yeah.
And then everyone else is like gets put in a room in the ship.
Sure.
And except for this stripper that was there for some reason, that jumps out. But then like the door opens so Steven Seagal can get out.
So wait, this is all on a submarine?
No, this is on a.
Like a navy ship. Yeah.
On a warship.
Okay.
So he gets out of the like freezer. And then this stripper jumps out of this birthday cake. Because the reason that the Tommy Lee Jones and Guy Busey people were coming was it was someone's birthday.
Right.
Which it's really weird when you think about it.
It's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
Maybe they needed like a reason for it, and they were just thinking, let's make it as ridiculous as we can, then no one will question
it. So him and this stripper basically team up and just like kill everyone. I think at the end there's a cameo, or not a cameo, they wanted a cameo from George Bush Sr. But I think they just get a news clip of him at the end. So just going, oh, well done, and I think it was just from something else.
Oh, God.
So check his films out, because they're very silly, you can laugh along with them.
Yeah. I can imagine.
Do you remember when we used to watch
Bad Film Night? I didn't really attend many of them.
No. Were you there for Food Fair?
No, I can't remember. Did I ever? I don't think I ever ended up seeing any. I remember maybe it was the original starter of it was when we watched Run for Your Wife.
Oh yes.
Yeah, the Danny Dyer like ensemble cast of 80s.
Oh, that had,
British.
It got kind of. Dodgy because Rolf House was in it, wasn't it?
Yeah, Rolf House was briefly in it. Little tiny cameos from these British actors.
Like some of them are people that are really good and I really like, but like, yeah, it's kind of embarrassing.
Throw in some people. That
I think
like,
there's a bit in it where Barry Cryer's just a man in a hat or something.
Yeah, Barry Cryer's just there, like doing his thing, and it's just
Neil Morrissey sits on a cake.
He sits on a cake. It's that kind of slapstick, Carry On type comedy. And the idea is that Danny Dyer.
Remember, this is like post innuendo, so it's like,
yeah.
When someone goes, "Ooh, you've got a big sausage," it's like.
It's not landing that.
Yeah, it's just like well.
And it's Danny Dyer with two wives. And he's having to go visit both to try and keep up this pretense that he's only got one to each of his, and obviously gets found out. Well, there's an amazing bit, just an absolute amazing bit. He jumps out of a window, lands in like a bush, gets up and steps on like a rake, and it hits him in the face. And it's like, that's incredible.
It's like Sideshow Bob did that, and it was better.
Absolutely, yeah. Of course. Oh no, there's an even better bit, isn't there? Because he's like, I can't remember where he is. I think he's in the hospital. He's in the wheelchair. And someone's got a bit of paper or something that says, like, I don't know what it is. Yeah, like, it's, I can't remember what it was for, but he just grabs it and eats it. He does. Because for a long time, I had that as my cover photo on Facebook, because it was like, him eating paper.
Have you seen that footage of the guy in America who's getting arrested and, the police are searching him, and he's got his handcuff behind his back. And he got into a bank with a note saying, "I'm robbing the bank," and that he had it in his pocket. And the police take it out and put it on the top of the police car while they're searching him. And they've got the camera there, and the guy just eats it.
I have not seen that.
I think it's on YouTube somewhere.
That's incredible.
But he's like, it's properly choosing.
Just gets rid of it. That's the evidence gone. What can you do about it? I've eaten it.
Oh, tough so luck.
Okay, so we're getting towards the end because I'm trying to cut down on the length of these to hopefully make it more concise and interesting and entertaining. So, you got anything you want to say, promote? I mean, it'd be interesting if you promote the gig we've got in a matter of hours.
I mean, I will promote that, but I mean, this won't be out in time. But no, if they do it again, check them out.
What is it called?
Apparently they've done it as music. Before.
It's running under Sad Goblin, which is the music kind of night.
So do look at that, because if it goes well, they'll probably be doing it again.
Yeah, now they're doing Cheeky Goblin, which is for comedy. The idea is it's like a very DIY alternative type thing, and it's in someone's living room.
If
you want to go to the gig, you have to message them and find out and all that, and I guess trust them. Go into their living room.
That's something to end it on. What was the weirdest gig you've done? We can probably get a story out of that to finish the whole thing.
The weirdest gig I've ever done?
Yeah.
I don't... trying to think. Put me on the spot now.
Did you do that charity shop one?
I did not, but I heard about it.
Very, very drunk women
in
a charity shop. The compere put a dress on at one point.
Yeah.
Which, that's not that weird, but it was. We got told we couldn't do that. It was in a charity shop, and there was very drunk women, and some kid came, and someone we know.
It was paid as well, though, right? I think it was.
No, it was for charity.
Oh, paid for charity.
Yeah, it wasn't a paid gig. It was we were all only been going like a year and a half. It was really weird because it was in a charity shop. And there was these very drunk women, like really shouting, being really flirty to these people.
Doing the stand-up.
Yeah, and like basically trying to grab them. So. And there was this kid just turned up, and we stood in the corner after some joke about. There was like a very graphic description of all sex.
That's the weirdest gig.
Yeah, and I got some free Jägermeister out of it.
Why not? Yeah. Well, how about that?
I'll probably have weirder.
Probably. Yeah. Why not?
You ever done one that's been really just bizarre?
I'm trying to think.
Sam Chaplin or something do one in someone's. It was some woman's birthday, and they asked them to do it in the room.
It was some woman's birthday, and I think it was him and Kevin that went. They went to some woman's house, and she just paid them to do it. I think for a birthday or something. So you do weird things like that. I don't think I've done many.
There was one on. Do you ever use the Facebook comedy forum?
Yeah.
They were doing they wanted comedians for. One of these programs on the Adult Channel where it would be like they'd have to do the material but they'd have to be being
Did
you see that?
I did see that. I didn't do it.
No, I didn't.
Just for the record.
No, I didn't.
Oh. Interesting concept though.
It was weird, yeah. Check that out. I'm not actually going to tell people what it is because they can think it's
own imagination for that. Yeah. So, yeah, well, thank you, Josh Matthews, for being the guest.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Sitting in the wardrobe, barely. Got you in there somehow. And,
I don't know how I'm going to get out.
No, that'll be interesting.
I feel like an ocean doll trapped inside another me.
It's always good to do a voice.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that. I did a funny voice.
I'll edit.
That's my normal voice, actually. I put this one on.
Oh, okay. I'll edit that in.
Please do.
I'll make that your voice for the entire thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah. Thank you again, and thank you for listening. Catch me on Facebook, Twitter, HGWPod, the host of Guest in the Wardrobe, hashtag it HGWPod. Share about and keep listening. Until next time, thank you and goodbye. Done.